So let's get back to the oncologist in practice trying to keep up with 18 different tumors and not seeing that many myeloma patients and try to get really practical. And we can maybe talk about the patient who's going to be considered for transplant and maybe a patient who's not and 75, 80 years old, certainly not uncommon. And a lot has happened in the last year just in terms of these two situations. Let's start with the patient who's going to be heading towards transplant. What do we know about all the different combinations and regimens that have been used, and where are we today right now? When somebody comes to you, how are you thinking this through?
Well, we have right now approximately three novel combinations that have been studied to a limited degree in randomized trials. So the first combination we have is thalidomide dexamethasone. The second combination is bortezomib dexamethasone. The third is lenalidomide dexamethasone. In addition, there is some very early data with a triplet combination combining bortezomib, thalidomide, and dexamethasone.
Also, I guess, even earlier data on bortezomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone.
You're correct. We do have some very limited data on that triplet as well. What we're seeing with these combinations are higher overall response rates when these are compared to more traditional regimens such as VAD combinations. And VAD has been the standard, if you will, and for many years for patients going on to transplant. We know that these doublets and triplets are producing much higher overall response rates and higher complete remission rates than VAD. In these randomized trials, patients are then proceeding to transplant, and what we're lacking from this now is really survival data, which is probably at least 1 to 2 years off before we get any really decent follow-up. But the response rates with these doublets and triplets are remarkably higher than what we've seen in the past with VAD-based combinations. And so I think we can confidently say at this time that these novel drug combinations are superior to VAD-based combinations, the more traditional ones. Which one is better? Which one to use? Honestly, it's hard to say at this time. I think we don't really know if bortezomib dexamethasone is better than lenalidomide dexamethasone. I think the triplets may be better than the doublets, so three drugs combined, VRD or VTD, probably are going to be better than either of the doublets, but it's very preliminary and we don't know at this time. And this is where I think not only are we uncertain about this, becomes more difficult, I think, for the oncologist in the field, because they're saying, well, I have all these new drugs. What's the sequence? Which two or three do I use for a patient? How long do we treat them? And when is it an appropriate time to refer them for transplant? And I think there is genuine uncertainty on what to do there.